You know what's coming? Change. It's brutal, it's relentless, and it doesn't give a damn about your comfort zone. It will shake up your team, push them to their limits, and if you're not prepared, if they're not resilient, you're going to watch everything crumble. But here's the good news. Resilience isn't just for the lucky. It's something you can build, shape, and reinforce. The difference between teams that break and teams that break barriers? A leader who knows how to turn chaos into fuel. That's what we're diving into today. Welcome back to the Uncharted Leader Podcast, where we cut through the fluff and talk about real-world leadership in a challenging, ever-changing world. I'm Sean, and today's topic hits hard: resilience. Specifically, how to build teams that don't just survive change, they thrive in it. Let's be honest, change isn't just constant, it's ruthless. Whether it's a tech overhaul, a global curveball, or a complete business pivot, your team will face turbulence. The question isn't if, it's when. And when the storm hits, will your team crack under pressure, or will they rise like a phoenix? If you're ready to build a team that doesn't just roll with the punches but throws a few back, stay tuned. Picture this. Your company announces a major restructure. Teams are shuffled, priorities are upended, and uncertainty is the only thing that feels certain. Zoom calls are tense, deadlines are slipping, and rumor mills are working overtime. Sound familiar? Now flip that script. Imagine a team in the same chaos, but instead of spiraling, they band together. They innovate, support each other, and find ways to thrive. The difference? Resilience. And let me tell you, resilient teams aren't born, they're built. And building them starts with you. Let's get something straight. Resilient teams aren't built in brainstorming meetings or corporate retreats. They're built in the fire, in the trenches, when the pressure is crushing and people are ready to quit. If you want a team that thrives in chaos, here's what you need to do, starting now. Growth and comfort don't coexist. If your team only functions well when everything is smooth sailing, they're not a strong team. They're a fragile one. Resilient teams aren't the ones who avoid stress. They're the ones who face it head on and come out stronger. Your job as a leader? Make discomfort a normal, expected, and even welcome part of the culture. Instead of letting your team flinch when things get hard, you need to train them to see challenges as a proving ground. Because in tech, business, and life, stability is a myth. Change is a constant, and how your team handles it will determine whether they rise or collapse under pressure. Let's reframe how we think about struggle and discomfort. Too many teams see obstacles as something to be avoided, something to manage through as quickly as possible. But high-performance teams, they understand that discomfort is the price of growth. One of the best things you can do as a leader is normalize the hard stuff. Stop sugarcoating, stop pretending things aren't tough, and instead, set the expectation that challenges are part of the game. When something goes wrong, because it will, ask your team, how can we use this to grow? If you start treating problems as training rather than threats, your team will follow. Here's where leaders mess this up. They downplay challenges in an attempt to keep morale high. They sweep problems under the rug, put on a fake smile, and hope no one notices the fire burning in the background. But your team, they always notice. The real move isn't pretending the storm doesn't exist. It's teaching your team how to sail through it. It's easy to talk about resilience in theory, but how do you actually build it into your team's DNA? One leader I worked with introduced something called the Struggle Report. Every week, every team member shared one challenge they faced, how they handled it, and what they learned. No judgment, no shaming, just learning. At first, people hesitated. No one wants to admit when they struggled. But over time, something shifted. People got more open. They started sharing their toughest moments, before they spiraled into real problems. They began seeing challenges as a normal, expected part of their growth, not a sign of failure. That's the shift every leader needs to make. Stop treating obstacles as something to get through, and start treating them as an integral part of progress. The best leaders don't just talk about resilience, they model it. They share their own failures, their own struggles, and how they came out the other side. Why? Because it humanizes you. It gives your team permission to embrace their own challenges instead of hiding them. If your team sees you, someone they respect, being open about struggles, it changes the entire culture. Think back to a time you failed, and failed hard. Not a minor mistake, but a real gut-punching failure. What happened? What did you learn? How did you grow? And share that story. Because when discomfort is normalized, when it's seen as just part of the journey, your team stops fearing it. And when they stop fearing it, they stop freezing. They start moving forward faster and with more confidence than ever before. Toughness without safety isn't resilience. It's burnout waiting to happen. You can push your team as hard as you want, but if they don't feel safe speaking up, taking risks, or admitting mistakes, you're not building a high-performing team. You're building a team that's afraid to move. And that's a slow death in any fast-paced environment. Think about it. If your team is constantly worried about getting blamed or shut down, what do? They play it safe. They avoid speaking up. They stick to what's familiar. And worst of all, they hide problems instead of addressing them. A frozen team is a failing team because progress, real game-changing progress, requires people to challenge ideas, experiment, and push the boundaries. If your team is operating in fear, they're not innovating. They're surviving. A lot of leaders get this wrong. They hear psychological safety and think it means coddling people or shielding them from tough realities. That's wrong. Psychological safety doesn't mean avoiding challenges. It means giving your team the confidence to take them on. Your people should feel safe enough to say, "I made a mistake. I don't understand this. I have a wild idea. Hear me out." And they need to be able to say that without fear of backlash, judgment, or looking incompetent. When people know their voices are valued, even when they're wrong, they engage more, think bigger, and push harder. That's what creates resilience. I worked with a CTO who had a simple but powerful mantra: no idea is too weird to pitch. And they didn't just say it, they lived it. During team meetings, every idea was considered, no matter how outlandish. If something seemed impractical, instead of dismissing it, they'd ask, "Well, how could we make this work?" This approach built fearlessness into the culture. Instead of second-guessing themselves, team members started throwing out ideas freely. Some of them brilliant, some of them crazy, and some of them completely game-changing. Their innovation pipeline skyrocketed, not because every idea was great, but because people felt safe enough to contribute. And even if an idea wasn't viable, it often sparked another idea that was. Now imagine if that CTO had shut down ideas that weren't immediately perfect. That culture of innovation? Dead on arrival. But here's the truth. If your team doesn't feel safe taking risk, it's because leadership hasn't made it safe. The best leaders don't just talk about psychological safety, they model it. If you pretend to have all the answers, if you never admit mistakes, if you're quick to place blame, guess what? Your team learns to hide problems instead of solving them. Leaders set the tone. If you want your team to feel comfortable speaking up, you need to go first. Try this in your next meeting. Acknowledge a mistake you made recently and what you learned from it. Ask, "What's something we could have done better last week?" and genuinely listen to the answers. Respond to challenges with curiosity, not defensiveness. Instead of "that won't work," ask, "What would need to be true for that to work?" Let's shift the language from blame to learning. One of the easiest ways to build psychological safety is by changing the way you talk about failure. Instead of saying, "Who messed this up?" say, "What do we learn from this?" Instead of saying, "Why did this go wrong?" say, "How can we improve next time?" Instead of saying, "That was a bad decision," say, "That was a bold decision. What can we take away from it?" That one simple shift transforms a culture of fear into a culture of growth. When mistakes aren't punishable offenses, but opportunities for learning, people stop covering up problems and start solving them. Here's another practical way to reinforce psychological safety. Build a lessons learned segment into your regular meetings. Every week, have team members share a challenge they faced, how they handled it, what they learned from it. And here's the key. Leaders go first. If you expect your team to be open about struggles, you need to show them how it's done. Over time, this creates a culture of constructive reflection instead of one of fear. Because when people feel safe, they don't hold back. And when they don't hold back, they do their best work. Now let's talk about the glue that holds resilient teams together when everything's hitting the fan, a shared vision. Now I'm not talking about some polished mission statement cooked up in a boardroom and slapped on a wall. I'm talking about a living, breathing sense of direction that your team buys into, especially when things get messy. Here's the truth. When change hits, new tech, shift in priorities, market pressure, it's easy for people to lose their footing. Uncertainty breeds anxiety. And when people don't know where they're headed or why it matters, they panic. Or worse, they shut down. Resilient teams don't just push through change. They rally around purpose. And that starts with you, the leader, creating clarity. So how do you build a shared vision that sticks, even under pressure? Step one, stop sugarcoating. Be honest about the challenges, but bold about the future. Your team doesn't need spin, they need purpose. They need to understand not just what's changing, but why it matters. Step two, invite your team into the vision. Don't just hand them a roadmap, let them co-author it. Ask them, what does success look like for us 6 months from now? How will we know we've made it through this stronger? When people help shape the vision, they're way more likely to own it. Step three, anchor every decision to that vision. When priorities shift, when you have to make tough calls, tie it back to the bigger goal. Say it out loud. We're cutting this feature because it doesn't move us toward the vision. We're reassigning roles because we need to deliver on what we said matters most. Don't assume people can connect the dots. Connect them for them. And here's the big takeaway. Shared vision isn't a one-time announcement. It's a drumbeat. You repeat it until your team can say it in their sleep. In team meetings, in retros, in one-on-ones, in the middle of the storm. It's the lighthouse they'll look for. And if you don't shine that light, don't be surprised when people drift. When change is constant, vision becomes the anchor. And resilient teams don't just survive the storm, they steer through it together. Now it's time to debunk a myth. Resilience is about being tough. Wrong. Toughness without flexibility is a fast track to burnout. Resilience is about adaptability. It's about knowing when to bend so you don't break. The best leaders aren't the ones who bulldoze through challenges. They're the ones who collaborate, pivot, and keep the team moving forward. All right, let's wrap it up. Resilience comes down to three pillars. Normalize discomfort, prioritize psychological safety, and build a shared vision. Nail these, and your team won't just survive change, they'll crush it. We've talked about resilience in teams, but what about resilience in you? Because if you're not steady when the storm hits, your team won't be either. In a future episode, we're going deep into mental toughness. What separates leaders who snap under pressure from those who turn pressure into power? You won't want to miss this one. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Uncharted Leader Podcast. If you found value here, share it with a fellow leader who needs this. Let's keep pushing boundaries and leading boldly. Until next time, stay fearless and keep navigating the uncharted.